Hachette Audio presents The Kingdom of Gods, Book 3 of the Inheritance Trilogy. Written by N.K. Jemisin. Read by Cassandra Freeman.
Book 1, Four Legs in the Morning. She looks so much like Anifa, I think, the first time I see her. Not this moment as she stands trembling in the lift alcove. Her heart beats so loud that it drums against my ears. This is not really the first time I've seen her. I have checked in on our investment now and again over the years, sneaking out of the palace on moonless nights. Nahadoth is the one our masters fear most during those hours, not me. I first met her when she was an infant. I crept in through the nursery window and perched on the railing of her crib to watch her. She watched me back, unusually quiet and solemn even then. Where other infants were fascinated by the world around them, she was constantly preoccupied by the second soul nestled against her own. I waited for her to go mad, and felt pity, but nothing more. I next visited when she was 2, toddling after her mother with great determination. Not mad yet. Again, when she was 5, I watched her sit at her father's knee, listening raptly to his tales of the gods. Still not mad. When she was 9, I watched her mourn her father. By that point, it had become clear that she was not and would never go insane. Yet there was no doubt that Anifa's soul affected her. Aside from her looks, there was the way she killed. I watched her climb out from beneath the corpse of her first man, panting and covered in filth, with a bloody stone knife in her hand. Though she was only 13 years old, I felt no horror from her, which I should have. Her heart's fluctuations amplified by her double souls. There was only satisfaction in her face, and a very familiar coldness at her core. The warrior's councilwomen, who had expected to see her suffer, looked at each other in unease. Beyond the circle of older women, in the shadows, her watching mother smiled. I fell in love with her then, just a little. So now I drag her through my dead spaces, which I have never shown to another mortal. And it is to the corporeal core of my soul that I take her. I would take her to my realm, show her my true soul if I could. I love her wonder as she walks among my little toy worlds. She tells me they are beautiful. I will cry when she dies for us. Then Naha finds her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?